Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here at HRH with some of the Rising Souls. You guys are playing today at HRH. Tell us about that.
Yeah, very excited to be playing at 2:30 today.
Aye.
We've never played in Wales before, so it's a first for us.
I don't think I've ever been in Wales.
No. So really looking forward to nailing the set and hopefully opening up our music to some new fans.
Aye. Yep. And let everybody know who's doing the interview.
Oh, sorry. So my name's Kelso. I play the bass guitar.
And I'm Reese. I play the drums. Yeah. So the backbone.
We're the rhythm section.
Yeah. For people who don't know the sound, can you describe to people where you're coming from musically?
We've got a lot of classic rock kind of influences. Like we all grew up listening to all the bands from the 60s and 70s. So it's kind of rooted in that soul kind of music. Classic rock, but then we're kind of bringing a modern kind of edge to it. So that's the plan anyway.
We're sampling, we're experimenting with different tones and effects and trying to, just make it a wee bit different to sort of stand out for the rest. But definitely rooted in like 60s and 70s rock like Zeppelin and Sabbath, but trying to just bring a wee bit of modern edge. But at the same time, not overpower the vocals because they're a real selling point.
And talking about that, tell us about the other members of the band, the ones that are not here today.
Grand. So on vocals we have Dave Archibald. He's heavily into the likes of Paul Rodgers and Frankie Miller. I think that really comes across and he's singing. Also Otis Redding, he loves his soul acts.
Aye.
He's our front man. And on guitar at the moment we have a guy called Jimmy who's really nailing the parts pretty well.
Okay.
Aye.
Normally we'll just pile in a van and just drive about, but we've got a guy, Mike, who's driving the van for us.
Oh wow!
So it's amazing.
It's like luxury.
And we're staying in hotels and not in the van, which is quite nice.
Oh my god!
No tents this time.
Okay. Yeah, so it's quite exciting.
Luxury.
Your debut album is sold out on Amazon,
so
it looks like you need to get more stock in, guys.
We should. Well, it's a tricky one because we feel the EP was great at the time that we recorded it, but our sounds progressed so much from then. We've got two singles, Escape and Roulette Roulette, so we feel it's not maybe as accurate a representation of us.
Because we had the two acoustic albums out previously as well, and that's it's almost like a completely different band, pretty much.
So it's almost like
we're kind of selling the wrong thing.
Yeah, so I think plans for next year is to definitely do a full in studio album. So that we've got something that we can...
And where are you pitching? You're pitching that, and then you say things have changed from the EP. What can people expect from the new album?
Just a fuller, more edgy sound. A lot of experimenting, as I said, with different tones and different effects. More edginess to Dave's vocal as well, but still trying to keep things commercial and accessible to people.
Okay. Now, are you guys still looking for a label? What's going on there?
If any labels are listening out there,
we are free
and available. Swipe right on a Bandcamp.
You should mention that on stage as well. You never know who's in the audience.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for the Rising Souls long term?
So long term, I guess the next major thing is to get the album done. But obviously long term, we would all love to just tour the world and do this full time, give up our jobs and just hit the road would be amazing.
The dream,
that's the dream.
Japan sounds amazing. I'd love to go to Japan.
Never been there before. But I hear it's sort of more tailored for smaller people, and I'm 6'4", so I don't know how I'd get on.
Can he fit in the toilet?
People are going to fall over in the street when they see you. On the trains and things, I'm the tallest person in places like Hong Kong and stuff, so they're just going
like
to die when they see
like
you.
It's like a giant invading
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Especially first thing in the morning, with my hair everywhere.
Where can people find out more about what you're doing as the news breaks?
So breaking news, Facebook
definitely.
You can follow us on Facebook, we update that regularly, but we're also on the other social media platforms like Instagram and Twitter, but I feel Facebook's the most active. So yeah.
Okay, well brilliant, thank you very much guys, and great luck for today on the stage
and
the new album next year. Looking forward to hearing it.
Amazing, thanks very much, Don.